Social media's biggest losers, if you will, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve their consultation. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Suggest that Najee was, by complimenting the other 10 guys on the field, kind of throwing shade at them for the previous five games. And that's not what I heard there. I heard Najee Harris wanting to give his teammates credit. And I think that's a good thing. I think when Pat Freiermuth came out and had the back of George Pickens, that deserves to be complimented. I think Najee Harris there was simply complimenting his teammates. And on the play, the toss play, the 36-yard run, I thought at first it looked bad, and then once he got through, makes a guy miss, then you have Pat Freiermuth come and make a block. We don't have to turn everything into a negative. That's what I guess I'm trying to say here.
I think he's mad that the media always puts everything on his shoulders, and it's like, why isn't Najee Harris doing this? Why isn't it, why, he's not explosive. He's not quick. He's not hitting the holes. Hey, Cordarrelle Patterson is hitting the hole better than him. Where's Jaylen Warren? I think he was throwing it back at the media saying, like, I can't do everything. You guys are always asking, you know, about me. Why ask about everybody else? And I can't do everything. I don't think he was calling out his players, but more calling out
the media.
Yeah, people like us talking about him.
We're taking strays, man, from Najee, because I don't know, man. He's just a unique individual. I think he's just stream of consciousness. Whatever comes to his mind, he says. Then he'll reevaluate what he says later. I don't even know what think he's talking about right there. But, you know, obviously, we know that you got to block down the field to have those big runs, and that's been the big criticism of him, is he hasn't been able to break those big runs that we saw, and he was able to do that. But, you know, he had some holes. He hit the holes, and he showed some speed. We saw the speed from OTAs. You saw that he was at a different level than he was his first couple of years with the quickness and the speed. It just hasn't shown up in game action so far. And I think it did yesterday. He knows darn well if he has a couple more of those games, that turns into money in his pocket next year. So you better be kissing somebody's butt.
Well, and he's always been a guy that gets better as the season goes on. That's been
along
his
with the
MO.
Offensive line too.
And the offensive line, sure. And I think that that's the appropriate amount of touches for him. Dorn and I have talked about this till we've been, you know, blue in the face. Justin Fields had 11 carries. He took kind of the load off of their second running back, because you're still trying to work Jaylen Warren. And then Doran made an astute point earlier on in the show, where even late, it was Jonathan Ward, it was Aaron Shamklin in there, kind of not wanting to run Jaylen Warren a whole ton. But if your number two running back, or number two ball toter, if you will, has 11 carries and Najee has 14, I think that's when you're going to get Najee at his best.
Yep.
Right?
50-50.
Yeah, less is more with that guy.
Yep.
But there's different types of runs. First of all, I think Justin kneeled down twice, so you have to take two of those away. And a lot of that's, you know, red zone goal line type of stuff where that, you know, you're going to use him more. It's not like he's handing off taking big hits.
Well, so
that opens things up for Najee,
because
it's a different type. The run plays, but even when Jaylen Warren's in there, it's a different type of running back that opens things up for how he wants to run.
Now, my question would be now is, if you take Justin Fields out, you're saying you're losing a lot of a red zone. Now, can that stuff be instantly picked up by Najee around the goal line or red zone? He's a pretty significant runner around there. So maybe you're not losing a ton. Because right now, you're just going straight Justin red zone, right? Running the ball. Now, maybe, you know, Najee's a guy that can pick that up and pick up, if you put Russell in, where you're losing from Justin.
Well, one, if you put Russell in, he was 20-1 last year in the red zone, so he's pretty efficient in the red zone, so he probably would pass it more. And two, I would keep Justin in there in the red zone. I'd have packages. I'd keep him as a red zone threat. Either one would work, I think.
Well, we always talk about split backfields, Najee and Jaylen. Why can't we have split backfields with him?
Even if, you know, you don't feel comfortable with passing in the red zone, just keep Justin in there.
I mean, honestly, if you really want to be creative, you could be creative.
Yes.
And if it scores you points, it scores you points. Put him in the backfield. You don't know which one's going to be actually getting the ball under center. That could be something, but I don't think they would do that. But it would shake up a lot of things offensively.
I think if they were to make a decision, in order to keep everybody on the same page, keep everybody happy, and not create any turmoil, you let Justin do what he is good at, and you let Russ be the quarterback. So
is that predictable, though?
I think it's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is when Justin, then you know he's probably going to run the ball.
Not necessarily.
I don't think so.
I mean, these three can throw. He's not just a wildcat quarterback.
He threw for 300 yards just 2 games ago.
I'd throw in the read option offense in the red zone or whenever he's in and then go off of that. And that's just his place.
Another thing is I don't think either one of those has at least the ego or the outward ego of taking offense to that. You know, maybe Ben would be like, what am I doing here? I don't think either one of these guys would go down that road.
No, because he's not starting right now. So if you're starting and then coming off the field for Justin, it's an upgrade over your current situation.
Justin doesn't seem like that type of guy.
No, and I talked earlier about Justin's confidence. And if you go to Russell Wilson, then how's that going to feel for Justin if he has to come in and save the day later? Well, if you are placating to him now, the way that you just did to George Pickens, and he's going to have some red zone carries, some third and short, fourth and short carries, you might be able to have your cake and eat it too. I think it's a fine line, but that would be a way to keep both quarterbacks happy.
Possibilities are endless if you want them to be.
He's your best offensive player, and he's the best athlete on the field. You can't just sit him down if you're going to make a decision. Like, he has to play.
Yeah, I agree with that.
In some capacity.
Or he needs to start throwing the ball better. One of the two.
That's the one place that you're looking for more consistency, because he was on an upward arrow just about every game. And then against Dallas, we saw some inaccuracy. And then yesterday, throwing the ball, it was absolutely not his best. One more thing I wanted to mention. People, quit complaining about the toss plays. I'm right there with you. They're not going to stop. They ran a fake and then a touchdown off of that. And then the biggest run of the season, the best run of his career for Najee Harris, came off a toss play. So you might be tired of it. It ain't going anywhere. All right.
I never knew that was an issue, but thanks for...
Oh, people online very mad about the toss.
There you go. You're going online. That 1% of 1% of people complaining. Those people are... I'm not going to say it.